The number of shots fired calls the Syracuse Police Department has received has gone up by nearly 200 calls compared to last year. Police credit the Shot Spotter service with the increase in calls, which detects where a gunshot occurs in the city through acoustic sensors. First Deputy Chief of Police Joe Cecile says it's something the department wants to continue and expand from its current 3-mile radius in the city.
This Shot Spotter is narrowing it down, so we're not only getting there quicker, getting to the exact location quicker than ever before. And there are a couple instances that I can mention where we actually arrived. Everyone had dispersed by the time we got there, but in a search of the area around where the shell casings were, we did recover a handgun.
The service is up for renewal and would cost more than $250,000 for another year. Negotiations continue between Onondaga County and the New York Mets to keep the region's minor league baseball team, the Syracuse Chiefs, in central New York. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the county's offering a multi-million dollar package to keep the Mets in Syracuse for decades.
County Legislature Chairman Ryan McMahon says they are reviewing a package that includes $8.5 million in local spending, naming rights revenue, in-kind services, and a match from the state totaling around $26 million to improve NBT Bank Stadium.
We're excited about the opportunity. Obviously, our main goal is a long-term lease for the Mets for 25 years, AAA baseball. To get that kind of commitment from the Mets, we need to obviously invest in our own building that we haven't invested a lot in the last 20 years.
He says smaller items like painting could be completed next year, while larger amenities and projects that drive the fan experience would not be done until 2020. The Mets bought the community-owned Chiefs a year ago and could move the team away if they wanted to. The current agreement keeps the Chiefs in Syracuse through 2025. Last year, the Mets' chief operating officer said they plan to be in Syracuse long-term. Deputy County Executive Bill Fisher says they are optimistic a final lease can be agreed to before October 9th when the county legislature could vote on it. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.